Sitter Snippets is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith Esther Bas Yaakov. We complete our understanding of Yishtabach, the closing bracha of Psukei Dezimra, and we're at the actual bracha part that closes Yishtabach. We pointed out Yishtabach does not begin with the word Baruch. It's Baruch HaSmucha L'Chaverte. It is the close of Baruch She'amar, but it does close with Baruch. Baruch She'amar doesn't begin with Baruch. Yishtabach closes with Baruch. Baruch Ata Hashem, Keil Melech Gadol Batishbachos. Blessed are you, Hashem, the most exalted God and King. Keil Ha'odaos, the Lord of Wonders. Adon Niflaos, you are the master of marvelous things. Habocher B'Shirei Zimra, you are Bocher, you choose and you are pleased with Shirei Zimra, with songs of Zemer. Melech, you are the King. Keil, God, Chei Ha'olamim, the life, the source of life of the universe. Why do we say Borei Kol HaNishamos? Nusach Svarad, Borei Kol HaNishamos. You create all of the neshamas, all of the souls. The Yismach Yisrael and Parshas Veschanan, our Parsha, points out it's in the Borei. Borei is not Bara, you created. You are Borei. You create in the present tense Kol HaNishamos, all of the neshamas, because God, you're constantly renewing man. You constantly give us life. It is not something that we take for granted. We're not on autopilot. It's not something that extends forever. But it's only at the goodness and the graciousness of Hashem, go we, that you are renewing our life. You are the borei. You constantly invent and reinvent on a daily basis. Kol ha-neshama, kol ha-nishima. With every breath, you are restoring and renewing and extending our lives. We recognize that, and that alone is a reason to express our deep and profound gratitude to you. We describe Hashem as habocher b'shirei zimra. You choose B'shirei Zimra. Schwab points out that the entire Bria, the whole natural world and the whole natural order, calls out praise to Hashem. Look around. Look at the eco-cycle. Look at the animal world. Look at the plant kingdom. Look at the whole Bria, the whole nature, the whole world is calling out the praise of Hashem. And yet, among all of nature that could have been central, that could have been the primary spokespeople to call your praise, Habocher B'shirei Zimra, you chose us. You chose Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. Not only did you choose man above all the other worlds and kingdoms, but within man you chose us, the Jewish people. You designated us, not because we're superior or better, but because we have a responsibility and obligation. Habocher b'shira, says Rav Schwab, you appointed us, you chose us, you tapped us and you tasked us to be those who sing your praises, who most loudly proclaim your presence, your involvement in our lives, that the whole world submits to you. We describe them as Bocher B'Shirei Zimra. Shirei Zimra, Sfas Emes Wonders. Which is it? Shir or Zemer? They're two different. Maybe one's on an instrument, one's with words. Maybe they're two different descriptions of how we sing and how we praise. But he wonders, Shirei Zimra, which is it? What does it mean to have the combination of the two? Baruch Chei, Melech Kelchei Ha'ulamim. Chei Ha'ulamim. Melech Kelchei Ha'ulamim. The Nefesh HaChaim in the first Shah writes that we can't describe Hashem. We can only praise Him. And how do we praise Him? He is the Melech, He's the King, who's Chei Ha'ulamim. He sustains worlds. Not one world, but multiple worlds. Our world and the world to come. Heaven and earth. The worlds that came before us. And this world. He is the Melech, He is the King, who's Keil, who's God. Chei Ha'ulamim. We can't relate to, we can't describe, we have no familiarity with who Hashem is. So the closest we come is to describe that He's Chei Ha'olamim, that He sustains the whole world and everything in it. The Zera Yaakov in Or HaChaim quotes from Tosfos Yontif and the Gra to be careful to say Chei with Olamim and not with Keil. So it's Melech Keil, Chei Ha'olamim, not Melech Keil Chei Ha'olamim. Where the comma goes, just like we spoke of earlier in Yishtabach, is critically important. Tosfos Yontif and the Gra say, Chei goes with Olamim. You sustain the world, not with Keil Chei. Keil Chei would sound like, God, you live, as opposed to there was an alternative to your living. We don't have to describe God as being eternal and immortal, because that is part of the definition of who He is. So the Chei goes not with Keil, but it modifies Ha'olamim. Chei Ha'olamim, you are the sustainer of life itself. With this, we close Yishtabach, and please God, we will continue with Baruch Hu and move into the brachos of Shema and Shema itself.